The prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Shilm, we once again welcome you in our program, The Beloved Children of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Namat Barakatul Ali has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can watch this program with your family from start till end, you can make intention, you will listen with focus, with concentration, you will increase knowledge about our great pious predecessors, you will learn from their seerah and act upon. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Last episode, we were discussing about the life and legacy of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Respected viewers, let's talk about the nikah of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It is the event that took place before the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had declared his prophethood. One day, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha requested Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to perform the nikah of her daughter Zainab to Sayyidina Abu al-As bin Rabi' radiyallahu ta'ala an. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not used to refuse her and therefore at her request, meaning at the request of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed the nikah of both, meaning Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha and the nikah of Hazrat Abu al-As bin Rabi radiyallahu ta'ala. Now let's learn a brief introduction of Sayyidina Abu al-As radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu al-As radiyallahu an was one of the few rich and honest traders of Makkatul Mukarramah. He was the nephew of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the son of her sister Hala binte Khuwailid. Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha would treat him like her own son. It is stated in Asadul Ghabba, he was sincere and obedient to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared his prophethood and invited Quraysh towards Islam, Quraysh became very upset, angry and started causing pain to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In many ways, a very cheap thing what they did or the lowest they could go was that Quraysh went to Sayyidina Abu al-As bin Rabi' radiyallahu an and said, divorce your wife. Meaning Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We will perform your nikah with any woman of Quraysh you want. Sayyidina Abu al-As bin Rabi' radiyallahu ta'ala an gave a blunt reply to them by saying, by God, I will not divorce my wife. Certainly, in place of my wife, I do not like having any other woman, no matter how high her status is amongst the Quraysh. So this was the answer of Sayyidina Abu al-As bin Rabi' radiyallahu ta'ala an. Under such difficult circumstances, because of being considerate of his relationship with Beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and recognizing its value, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam thanked him and also praised this act of his. Abu al-As bin Rabi, who had not embraced Islam until that time, fought for the polytheists against the Muslims. in the Battle of Badr and was taken as a prisoner to Medina Munawwara. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam released him without any ransom and made him swear that he would allow Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu anha to migrate to Medina. So this was the condition. After reaching Makkatul Mukarrama, Abu al-As fulfilled his promise. And after reaching Makkatul Mukarrama, the first thing he did was to make it possible and to help reach Medina. After some time, Sayyidina Abu al-As bin Arabi radiallahu ta'ala and also embraced Islam and migrated to Madinatul Nabi. In Ibn Majah, Sayyidina Amr bin Shu'ayb rahmatullahi ta'ala narrated that after he radiallahu anh had embraced Islam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam performed Sayyidatuna Zainab's new nikah with him. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala said, when the wife embraces Islam and the husband remains a disbeliever, and one of them migrates and reaches the Islamic country, the nikah is invalidated. The Grand Mufti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further said, at the time, the nikah of a believing woman was permissible with a disbelieving man. Therefore, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, remained in the nikah of Abu al-As, although she was a believer and Abu al-As was a disbeliever. Later on, this ruling was abrogated. Now a believing woman can neither have nikah with a disbelieving man nor remain in his nikah. Allama Zurqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Islamic scholars have explained that a Muslim woman's nikah with a disbeliever being haram was revealed in the following verse of the Holy Quran. After the Treaty of Hudaybiyah in 6th Hijri. So timing is also important to note. وَلَن تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. And do not marry polytheist women until they become Muslims. Similarly, it is stated, لَا هُنَّ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنَّ. Those women are not lawful for them, and they, the disbelievers, are not lawful for these women. Respected viewers, now we'll talk about the love that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had for Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved his daughter, behaved towards them affectionately, and treated them mercifully. Let me mention two parables regarding this love. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, when the people of Mecca sent a ransom in order to get the prisoners of the Battle of Badr released, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha sent things as the ransom for Abu al-As bin Rabi. It also had the necklace that her mother, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, had given her in her dowry. Having seen the necklace, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam became very emotional. Therefore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the blessed companions, if you suggest the prisoner who is a relative of Zainab can be released and her things can be returned to her. The blessed companions consented, and Abu al-As bin Rabi radiallahu anhu was released without a ransom as a favor. It is stated in Mirqat Sharamishkat, having seen the necklace, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recalled his respected wife, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Furthermore, thinking about the poverty and helplessness of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very emotional. Now let's talk about the migration of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha left Makkatul Mukarrama on a camel, the disbelievers blocked her way. A cruel disbeliever hit her with a spear and made her fall from the camel, due to which she had a miscarriage. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was greatly grieved by this incident. Talking about her virtues, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Hiya afdalu banati usibat fi," i.e. among my daughters, she is superior in terms of the fact that she suffered such a huge trouble while migrating towards me. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's love for his granddaughter, that is also something noticeable, who was the daughter of his beloved daughter. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had great love for the daughter of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was Sayyidatuna Umama radiyallahu anha. Respect viewers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said, King Najashi sent the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam some gifts of jewelry, which also contained an Abyssinian gem ring. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam touched the ring with a stick or his blessed finger, and then called the beloved daughter of his elder daughter, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, i.e. his maternal granddaughter, Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha, and said, "Daughter, you wear it." Subhanallah, this was the love he had for the daughter of his daughter. Further, it is mentioned that once someone gave the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam a gold necklace, seeing the beauty of which all the blessed wives became surprised. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "I'll give this necklace to the one whom I love very much among my family members." At that time, Sayyidatuna Umama radiyallahu anha was playing with clay on one side of the home. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called her and made her wear that necklace with his blessed hands. Further, there was something attached to her eye, which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wiped with his blessed hand. According to a narration, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself went to her and made her wear the necklace. This was the love Aqa alayhi salatu wa sallam, our master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, possessed for his grandchildren. So this was the love for the grandchildren. Now imagine how much he loved his own children. And this love can also be understood from this narration. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would often let her sit on his blessed shoulder as well, meaning the granddaughter. It is stated in Bukhari Sharif that Sayyidatuna Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to us, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his granddaughter Umama bint Abu Al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma on his blessed shoulders. Allahu Akbar. What a fortune she had. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, did you see what great love Rasulullah ﷺ had for his daughters? Though in the age of ignorance, a daughter was treated very harshly. She used to be considered an ill omen, a burden, and a cause of disgrace. And ma'ad Allah, she used to be buried alive. Astaghfirullah. From this, it has become clear that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam not only gave teachings against this ignorance and cruelty, but also eradicated it by his actions. For those who have daughters, you should also follow the teachings of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and bring up your daughters very happily. Treat them with love and affection. Give them respect and support them financially. I pray that may the daughters be greatly respected, valued, and affectionately treated in the society in a way that no one even dares think about treating them harshly. Ameen. Your daughter is a mercy of Allah. But regretfully, some people, due to forgetting Islamic teachings, have started considering her birth to be bad. Astaghfirullah. And they treat her mercilessly. The news about the cruel and violent treatment given to daughters is quite often printed. Ma'adallah. It is becoming common among people to feel sad upon the birth of your daughter, which is very wrong. And if someone congratulates them, they say bitter and harsh words, astaghfirullah, to them in response. It is very astonishing that some women have also been found very hard-hearted and unsympathetic. Acts like considering the birth of a daughter to be a burden, Allahu Akbar. Considering her to be an ill omen, taunting and making fun of the woman who has only daughters, etc., are also found in them as well, though they themselves are daughters of someone. Allahu Akbar. Alas, what the helpless daughter do. Ay be kason ki aqa, ab teri duhai. For those who have recited the kalima of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, have mercy on your condition. Understand Islamic teachings. Recognize the value of daughters and give them respect and honor. Look what our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has said. Do not consider daughters bad. Undoubtedly, they are loving. Another place, the one who has been blessed with a daughter and he does not harm her, nor does he consider her bad, and nor does he prefer his son to his daughter, Allah will admit that person into paradise. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Another place, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, the person on whom the burden of bringing up daughters falls and he treats them well, these daughters will become a shield for him against hell. Allahu Akbar. They are the ticket to Jannah, protection from hellfire. Who? The daughters. Subhanallah. Tickets to Jannah means they will become means to enter into Jannah, inshallah, if you treat them well. The person who gets something for his children from the market, he is like the one giving sadaqah. Thus, he should start from the daughters, because the one who pleases daughters is like the one who cries out of the Lord's fear. And the one who cries out of the Lord's fear, Allah forbids him upon hell. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel. Today we learned about Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and even the love Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam had for the daughter of his own daughter, the granddaughter. And we learned that what was the affection, the love, the mercy Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam has shown towards his children. And how much we can learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being a father, and how much we can learn from the seerah of the relationship between father and daughter. And there is so much to learn from the seerah of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar. And today we also learned about the love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had for Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we love our family members the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us. We respect our daughters, love them. Our wife also, our daughters also, our granddaughters also, grandchildren also. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept whatever has been said. Ameen, bijahin, nabil, ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of the beloved children of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind, honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.